In May of 2016, the Community Foundation of the Ozarks announced Marshfield, Salem, and Sarcoxy as the first three Missouri communities to receive CFO's first-ever economic development grants through the Growth in the Rural Ozarks grant program. GROW, as it is known, is designed to promote job creation, entrepreneurship, and economic and workforce development. GROW is co-funded by the Community Foundation of the Ozarks and USDA Rural Development, and over the 3 years of the program, the three cities will each receive around $100,000 for improving their local economies. Here to talk about growth in the rural Ozarks on today's Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help, Brian Fogle, President and CEO of the CFO, and Rishu Mahalha, Managing Partner of Cleveland-based Innovation Economy Partners. Mahalha was hired to facilitate GROW in Marshfield, Salem, and Sarcoxy, and he did so in part by making multiple visits to each community and connecting with their past, their people, and their potential.
Well, good morning, Brian. It's been an incredible honor and fun working in the Ozarks over the last year. It's probably important for the listeners to understand that I'm also an Indian male, right, which I think is an important dimension of this discussion. So as an Indian male walking into rural Ozark communities, I've sort of made this joke often with the communities, which is I didn't realize what the state motto was until I got here. And then realizing that Missourians are called the Show Me People. And here comes the guy from Cleveland, and he's going to tell these small communities, 2,000, 5,000 people, how they could be building their economics. You know, obviously, there'd be some few obstacles in the way.
Rishi, I just compliment you on, number one, your willingness to totally embrace and engage these communities, and to the fact that you're spending the night with people instead of driving back to Springfield to try and get the whole feeling and going to coffee with, the good old boys that sit around the coffee and doing all that to totally engulf yourself. And I think that's how you learn about a community.
Yeah. Let's start with a big question. What is the GROW program and why did the Community Foundation of the Ozarks decide to invest in this area?
Our mission is to enhance the quality of life of all citizens in the Ozarks. And we've invested a lot in nonprofits throughout the Ozarks and into arts, education, but we stayed out of economic development because that is not traditional for the Community Foundation world. But a couple of years ago, we asked ourselves, if we're really serious about enhancing the quality of life, we have to look at those economic issues. If there are not good jobs there, they're going to lose their kids. They're not going to come back. There won't be opportunities. So it took about a year for our board to go through that process and look at what can we do, what should we do, and what are we able to do. And GROW was born from that.
How did you even select the communities?
Yeah, so we have limited resources, and we knew we couldn't help all the communities we wanted to help. So we focused on three communities, and we, like most grant programs we do, and this is really a grant program, we had 16 communities apply, all great stories and great opportunities, but we selected three, and we based those on readiness, but also on size of the communities. We thought that was interesting to do a very small one, a more medium-sized one, and a larger one in rural definition, and also three different geographies.
Sure.
So we selected Sarcoxy, Marshfield, and Salem, all very distinct and have their own unique challenges and opportunities,
right,
and that's how we selected those.
The program is quite innovative because, as I've come to know it up close, you know, most communities do an economic plan, which is just a strategic planning exercise that you do for 5 to 7 months, and you're done. And then the communities are left to themselves to try to implement and make sense of, well, what are we going to do about this, right?
Right.
So you've addressed that by making this a 3-year program.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are we putting the community on the bicycle, but we're actually guiding them and then finally gently letting them go on their own so that the program can be sustainable. So I think that was really interesting. I was amazed at how quickly we were able to change any skepticism that locals had. When we started, you know, we had a room full of people, crossed their arms, sort of leaning back in the chairs, just waiting for us to stumble, you know, that kind of environment. You know, we took some very deliberate steps to show folks that we weren't just talking, that we were actually going to implement some programs. And then within a few months, we had a very engaged community who saw that you know, they need help. So when someone offers a pathway, it's incredibly welcoming. So I think that dynamics worked out really well. And it's actually, you know, to that point, that's one of the beauties I find in rural America is because the resources are so limited, it really has to be a bootstrap type of a program that you have to build out. And if you can show folks in smaller communities a pathway that they can apply and they can follow, wonderful, amazing things can happen.
You know, many of our small community in the Ozarks, we harken back to the 50s and 60s of the golden years. Back in those days, about 20% of the workforce was manufacturing. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
What do you see as the 2.0 for rural America and the rural Ozarks? And what are those economic opportunities that we've not yet found to replace what we once had?
That's a really big question. And certainly, I think we live in times now where we need to find some legitimate pathways. And I love using this analogy. The British-American War, the Union strategy was guerrilla warfare. They were more nimble. They were smaller. They could do more things. They could fail. They could learn. They could test fast. And that's the rural strategy forward. Not big investments, small bite-sized investments that we can test out and try out, whether it's on what types of businesses can be sustained in the community, whether it's related to how do we get our students more engaged in the community, whether it's doing placemaking through improvement of our parks, infrastructure, buildings. You can try a lot of those projects out in small areas. And again, the beauty of rural is we're only talking about 5,000 to 7,000 people, right? So if you want a meeting with the mayor and the council and the fire department head and the police, you can have those conversations within 4 hours of thinking that you want to have those meetings. So there's just a certain nimbleness, and the opportunity is to help these leaders figure out what is the path and the vision forward.
The other, I think, key thing we have learned is we talk about the number one export in the rural Ozark communities are our children.
Yes.
You know, ultimately, the future is going to be the success of our children either coming back or staying. Tell me how you've sort of engaged younger people in your work.
Sure. Across the three communities, we've put through about 20, 25 interns. We've specifically reached out to the schools. We've gotten them out of the schools into the community. We have interns working at the city hall with the local businesses. Our hope is that through that process, they get exposed to the different parts of the local economy. And then, you know, when they turn 30, 40 and the homing beacon kicks in, they realize that there are some opportunities back home. The more we can pull those students and their mindsets and their ideas into our community, they get empowered, they get enthusiastic, and you know, it sort of leads to those kinds of outcomes.
So tell me, Rishu, the role that hope plays in a community.
It's a great question, Brian. I think what you need is a community that's engaged. In essence, a citizenry that's committed to the community, whether it's the businesses because they have a role, whether it's the citizens, the students, etc. So that community engagement is a really big piece of what we're striving for in the communities. And you use the example of Sarkoxie, and I think it's such a wonderful story. It's a community of 1,300 people. To your point, we started by just going out there, looking at the main arteries in and out of town. And as you drive through these arteries, you see incredible blight, houses falling apart, under-maintained properties. So we specifically started cleaning a handful of properties that we knew just bothered people. As soon as we did that, what communities realize is someone is doing something. It's the broken windows theory of New York, where one window is broken, lots of windows break up, and people feel like there's no one really cares about the community. Once you start cleaning up a community, that then leads to the hope factor. Mm-hmm. What we really want is community engagement. When we do a volunteering event, when we do a cleanup event, when we want businesses to participate in potential hiring of local students, we want them engaged at that level. So once people see a pathway, once they have hope towards what is achievable and possible, and they see proof that someone's actually working on something, then the beauty of that strategy is you don't have to bake the cake, right? You just sort of give them the ingredients and let each person bake the cake that's most relevant to them.
Rishu, you know, we're about halfway into the program, and I think from a community foundation standpoint, when you look at going in and hiring a firm from Cleveland to come to the Ozarks and all that, you know, there was, you say, well, will that work? But yeah, it has worked wonderfully.
Sure.
And it's worked wonderfully because of your talents, your skills. And
thank you.
And your passion to make communities better. And we couldn't be more delighted with Grow. We're looking at what does Grow 2.0 look? How can we take what we've learned from these three communities and expand it against our 49 affiliates? And what can we learn there that we can expand across our country? There are many challenges in rural America, but I think the experiences we've had here will help inform those challenges,
sure,
not just here, but across the country. So thank you so much for your passion, commitment, and making the Ozarks a better place for all citizens.
Thank you. The Ozark people are amazing, and I've really come to appreciate working with them.
Rishu Mahalha is managing partner of Cleveland-based Innovation Economy Partners and was hired to facilitate growth in the rural Ozarks, an economic development grant initiative co-funded by the Community Foundation of the Ozarks and USDA Rural Development. Brian Fogel is president and CEO of the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. For more information about growth in the rural Ozarks, cfozarks.org. For KSMU and Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help, I'm Mike Smith.